It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Monday night time.
And it's that time of year again for fantasy football. Are you ready? Let's hear from Mr. Mediocrity of fantasy football. That's me. Have you noticed the commercial starting already? I'm starting to see a lot of those Jake from State Farm ads already with an NFL player this past week. Also, the NFL promos are coming out hot and heavy about the season starting up in just a couple of weeks. The television advertising experts ring the bell, and we, the sports enthusiasts, start to salivate every year about this time. They really do know our weaknesses. Yes, football time is near, and I can't believe it's almost upon us once again. And within the next week, it will be time for many football fanatics to participate in their late summer ritual known as the NFL Fantasy Football Draft. This night brings millions of football fans abundant stress prior to making your team's annual selections. The fantasy football draft reveals a lot about individuals. Now, some people will study for weeks just to get the smallest edge on everybody else. And others, they just simply show up and let the computer draft a team for them. Now, regardless of whether you grind out every pick or just sit back and let the computer do it for you, the chances of winning your league are equal amounts of good fortune and smart decision-making. Some fantasy football league owners prefer to participate in a league which requires a bit of cash on the line for winning teams. Not me. 4 decades ago, yeah, that long ago during the pioneer days of fantasy football, I was roped into playing in a cash league at our company. Though the fantasy draft night was a blast, I quickly found it extremely stressful watching the Sunday NFL football games on television. Instead of celebrating that terrific 70-yard touchdown pass shown during the highlights, I quickly realized, wait, that quarterback or that wide receiver was owned by my opponent. That just cost me $7. In order to restore my enjoyment of watching the NFL football games, that would be my first and final year that I participated in a cash fantasy football league. However, I was lured to return from retirement and start playing in a fantasy football league with no cash involved back in 2011. I'm now entering my 12th season. My fantasy football team is the definition of mediocre. Just last year, I finished in a less than stellar 7th place out of 10 teams in 2021. The good news was that last year's fantasy offense for me was scoring like champions. We finished number 3 in the league in points scored. However, the term defense was missing from my vocabulary in 2021. Now, as a former high school basketball player, my forte was shooting the ball and scoring points. And as many of my old coaches will attest, I detested playing long stretches of defense. Much like James Harden today, my game was defined by shooting the basketball as often as possible. Defense? Nah, I preferred to save energy for the other end of the court. So just like their defensively challenged team owner, my fantasy football team last year was woeful on defense. We gave up the second most points in the league in 2021, and you're not going to win doing that. Nearly every other fantasy football team which played against my defensively challenged squad seemed to have one of their best scoring weeks of the season. Apparently, my former reputation as a weak defender resurfaced again in 2021. My fantasy football team apparently served as a weekly inspiration for those other 9 teams. Though the spirit of giving may be terrific at Christmas time, I'm hopeful that this year's fantasy team will give up fewer points so they'll finally have a chance to win. We participate in the Yahoo Sports Fantasy Football League. My former boss and several of his college classmates got it started a long time ago. One of last year's teams featured a longtime team owner allowing his 12-year-old grandson to run the team. It was his first year of handling old grandpa's team in 2021, and he did a great job. Just don't beat me this season, kid, okay?
I'm all ears.
As for old Swamp Swami here, my fantasy football team's composite record over 11 seasons in this league stands at, are you ready? 82 wins, 86 losses. Now, I've become my league's symbol of fantasy football prognosticating mediocrity. Personally, I don't like being considered average, but I have a lot of room to improve, at least in fantasy football. I have a theory about most fantasy football owners I want to share with you. I like to watch their weekly player moves and roster changes, because I believe it mirrors their personal investing and risk-taking habits. Some are going to buy and sell players frequently. If they sense that a player is off to a slump and he's not likely to turn things around soon, that player is quickly dumped by some fantasy team owners. But other owners prefer more of a buy and hold type strategy. Just as some people do when selecting their stocks for personal investment, some fantasy football team owners remain very patient with their initial roster of players and try to give them every chance to gel before making any drastic changes. They know that some players on the roster may require several weeks to remember how to score a touchdown. I think those owners are real believers in long-term statistics. They find that their original group of drafted fantasy football players is likely to produce more points than most of the leftover dogs in the kennel of undrafted available reserves. When the dust settles on the fantasy football season, your team's success is likely to be more affected by pure luck than your glorious decision-making during the league's draft night and any subsequent player adds and drops that you make during the regular season. If you've never played in a fantasy football league or you're thinking about it this season, here are my top 10 suggestions to help your enjoyment of the upcoming 2022 NFL fantasy football season. Number 1. Your team name. Make sure that you're happy with the sound of your team's name. I know it sounds corny, but it's true because you're going to have to live with that name for your entire fantasy football season. Number 2. Research players and teams. In several of the prior years, I paid about $10 at my local drugstore to buy one of those fantasy football magazines. And with that purchase, you're afforded the chance to learn how other so-called experts see the upcoming NFL season as they provide their own advice to you on making fantasy football picks. Sadly, their advice is usually no better than your own. So I say, save the money, trust your gut.
Yes!
Number 3. Determine a draft strategy before the draft. For example, my personal strategy is to, for the most part, select the best offensive players from the NFL teams which generally score the most points every year. So this year, I'm likely to stockpile a lot of players from the Buffalo Bills and the New Orleans Saints, Kansas City Chiefs, the Chargers, the Rams, and the Packers. I might just grab one of the players from a mid-level type team, but I do suggest you refrain from taking more than one player from a habitually bad football team, like the Jaguars and the Lions, Giants and Texans. Consider yourself warned.
No!
Number 4. Do pick players from NFL teams which you personally like and usually root for. In my case, I'm a longtime New Orleans Saints fan, and you can count on my fantasy football team to include two or more New Orleans Saints players on the roster again this year. Follow your heart with at least a few of your picks. Number 5. Don't pick any players from any NFL team which you personally despise for years. In my case, I avoid the Dallas Cowboy players like the plague. Perhaps you're a Chicago Bears fan and you can't stand Green Bay. Well, don't force yourself to root for players on your least favorite NFL football team. The object is to win, but you do want to have fun too. Number 6. Don't waste picks on your kicker and a defense. Well, at least until your last few picks of the draft. Last season, I utilized a different defense every weekend. I would look at the NFL upcoming schedule for that week and see which teams were going to play against one of the NFL's worst offensive teams, which are usually the ones with the lousy record. And I would then check to see which of the available undrafted team defense was available to play against one of those crummy teams that week. I personally enjoyed trying this. However, finishing 7th last year, maybe I shouldn't have. Number 7. Injuries happen. By Thursday each week, make sure to check to see if any of your starting football players on your fantasy team were injured in the prior weekend's games and are not expected to play this weekend. Make substitutes from within your roster. And if your player's injury might happen to be season-ending, it's time to drop that player and find an undrafted one from your league's free agent list. Number 8 fantasy tip for this year. Keep an eye open for rookies in week 1 and 2. Look for any rookies who seem to be making an early impact for their team and grab them early in the season and dump a lukewarm bench warmer in the same position. Now, this can pay dividends for you down the stretch, as many teams in the league are hesitant to draft rookies. Number 9. Start slow, but finish fast. Set up your fantasy football team to have a positive finish toward the end of the year. In a nutshell, you will not win your fantasy football league unless your team gets hot during the final 4 or 5 games at the end of the season. So stay focused on having a great squad assembled by mid-season. You can always rally down the stretch and win it all. And number 10, just have fun. Sometimes your fantasy team will perform well, and other years, well, not so great. That's the nature of the game, so don't despair if your team stinks this year. I understand your pain. You can become a spoiler down the stretch, though, and beat one of those other teams striving to make the playoffs. So best of luck this season from Mr. Mediocrity of Fantasy Football, Swamp Swami.